It's time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein of the Republican American on Robin Hood Radio. Oh, Ruth.
Good morning.
Yeah, that too.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on out there?
Well, we're focused a lot on Keenan this week. A lot of things happening. There was a selectmen's meeting, and a lot came out of it. As we've talked about in the past, there is a suit being filed against the town clerk. Brian Oler has had filed the suit, saying that her work was she showed incompetency in her work, saying she had shredded materials and left her vaults unattended. He brought it before the AG's office, the Attorney General's office, so that is still pending. But it came up at the selectmen's meeting, and of course she is defending herself, saying none of that is true, and she wants money to recoup the money she spent already on her defense. There is a statute that says that the towns pay for employees' defense costs, and she has hired a lawyer. There's been talk of keeping it. Well, Mr. Oler said, you know, his attorneys have told him not to discuss it, but Selectman Jesse Bunce brought it up at the meeting on Monday, saying he's had nothing but good relationships with Ms. Jean Jackier, who is the town clerk, and so have other people in the office. She's been very helpful and cooperative. And he said he would like to see the selectmen meet in executive session to discuss this. And he said, I'd hate to see it go to court and have additional fees. That never helps. And Mr. Oler said, no, they're told not to discuss it. There won't be any executive session to talk about it. And he sort of quashed any further discussion.
Now, again, this suit is being made by just the first selectman, first selectman, or as Brian Oler?
Yeah. Well, it looks like it came from Brian Oler. Ms. Jackier is claiming that he initiated this whole thing before he became selectman back in October. He said no, he didn't. So that's a, you know, back and forth.
Yeah. So it's
and
not...
now it's the Board of Selectmen. So
it's the town of North Canaan
versus Jean Jackier.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Correct. And interestingly enough, Kramer and Anderson is the attorney because that's the firm that represents the town
now,
attorney.
Was Jean is elected or
appointed?
Okay,
elected.
So
she's elected.
Well, but that brings an interesting question. I mean, if she's elected, then technically she's not an employee of the town.
Correct.
She's a public official. That's
correct.
A very different thing.
Yeah, that's why it's kind of muddy, the whole thing.
And
yeah.
Is this in her capacity, quote, as a public official?
Well, yeah, it's about the maintenance of the office and all, which is what she's charged with as the elected town clerk. I mean, it's just, this thing is kind of evolved in, like, who's doing what and whose position is what.
Because the question around it, but it's
an elected official, too. I mean,
you can't
remove them or something.
Right.
It's,
so you have to do something if you need them to be.
Yeah, it's kind of, this is a strange one.
Yeah,
I have to say
this.
A strange one for strange times. Nothing else weird has been going on, so we'll just put that on this. We'll just leave that there. Okay,
and
what
then,
else?
As I said, Kramer and Anderson has been representing the town with the town attorney, and they got a notice asking for from Kramer and Anderson saying they're going to seek another attorney to another firm to handle this case, which is kind of interesting as well. So we're waiting to see what happens on that. Staying in Canaan, Jeff Drury, who he's a retired attorney, very well known in Canaan, gave a plea about the chipping service that the town has provided for the last 50 years. The town crew in spring and in fall would come by everybody's property who wanted it. If you brought your brush to the edge of the property, they would come and chip it and take it away. The Board of Selectmen recently rescinded that service. Jeff wrote an impassioned letter, which he read at the selectmen's meeting, asking, you know, why all of a sudden it was eliminated and how hard it is for people. He said he called up and was told, well, just put the brush in your car and take it to the transfer station. He said that's, you know, not feasible for many of us. And so he brought his complaint to the selectmen. The selectmen said it's a safety issue. They've had many close calls by town crew members who they're wearing earmuffs and using wood chipper, which is very noisy and can't hear or see cars coming. And as we know, cars, you know, drivers are distracted, they speed. And so it's become a safety issue, and that's why they've discontinued the service. Mr. Drury asked that they perhaps find an alternative, so we'll see what happens there. And then thirdly, Canaan, as you know, is protesting the way the region pays for its share of the way the towns pay for its share of the regional school costs. That's been a long, ongoing discussion at those selectmen's meetings, led basically by Selectman Craig Whiting, who feels it's Canaan gets the bulk of it because they have the most kids going to Housatonic Valley Regional High School, and he feels it should go not by student enrollment, which is the way it is determined now, but a formula that goes by grand list, claiming that, you know, Canaan really gets the short end of the stick, and because they have more students, why should they be paying more? It's inequitable.
Proportional.
He said he would like to, perhaps, if it doesn't happen by grand list, that it could happen by separating out hard capital costs, such as roof repairs or oil purchases, from educational costs, you know, teachers and books and things like that. And perhaps that would be done on a more equitable basis. He said, you know, why? Because we have more kids, should we be paying more for the roof repairs? So Maria Horn was there, our state rep. She said, you know, she was just there to listen. She did point out that Canaan gets the most money, way more than any of the other towns in the state's educational cost-sharing funds. So she said she was there to listen. And, again, this has been ongoing for several years now, and we'll see where it goes. If there is to be a change in the way it's done, all six towns have to agree, which probably is not very likely.
That's not going to happen. No.
Yeah.
Now, we had this Falls Village, but that was with the administrative costs of the central office years back, wasn't it?
They did that.
So
they do it with the superintendent's package. All six towns pay equally. For some reason, they got it in years
right.
ago.
But
that's the only thing that is done on that basis. So we'll see.
We'll see.
Okay, so Canaan was really busy. there was a big ceremony on Saturday at Housatonic Meadows State Park to celebrate the wild and scenic designation of the Housatonic River, that 41-mile stretch from Boardman Bridge in New Milford to the Canaan line and Massachusetts line in Canaan, actually. Several speakers talking about what a wonderful project this is, what a wonderful thing this is. It sort of gives an additional protection to the properties surrounding the river. This was done in partnership with the National Park Service, and there are several benefits. The Housatonic River Commission was really the one that worked on this for years and finally got it going. There aren't that many of these designations across the country. There are only about 13,000 miles of them. So The National Park Service rep who was there said this was rather unique, and the, all six towns joining together to do this, seven towns joining together to do this. Maria Horn was there, Senator Blumenthal was there, Representative Hayes was there, and it was a nice event. As Maria Horn said, she was glad to be there for a happy occasion because she had been at the park when all those trees were massacred several years ago by DEEP, and there were some really not-so-happy functions down there.
That was
there.
a tiny bit controversial, I think.
Controversial, yes. That's right. Good way of putting it. This Saturday was a busy day. There was also a swimathon at Hotchkiss School, and they raised money for their very close ties to people in Ukraine and Slovakia, because Keith Moon is a teacher there, teaches Russian history and literature. He's also the swim coach, and he's gotten kids involved. And they even had some representatives from Slovakia, who both coaches and Special Olympic kids who swam. There were about 56 people in all who swam from the beach at Hotchkiss all the way to the beach, you know, at the Grove and back, raising a lot of money for a good cause. Actually, it's a daycare center they're raising money for in Slovakia. From there, we went to Sharon to the Equus Effect celebration, and that's where Jane Strong has started this. It's been going on where horses are used.
How long ago? 17 years? Long time ago.
Long time, yeah.
Yeah.
Horses are used to help people with all sorts of issues, veterans mostly, first responders, anybody who's suffered with PTSD and bad relationships. And so they talk about what they do, and then they give demonstrations of how the horses work. And very popular event, crowded except for the rain that came pouring down. It stopped a few people from coming, but still there were lots there. Horses always bring out people. So that was a nice event as well. Also in Canaan, back there, The Greenway. There is a Greenway parcels around town owned by DOT, and they've been leased to the town to use for recreation. First Selectman Oler announced that those are going to be conveyed from DOT to the town to allow for continuing on with the passive recreational facilities. Activities that are going on there, so we'll be seeing that pretty soon as well. Coming up, last night we had Salisbury Board of Selectmen, and we have Sharon Board of Selectmen tonight. On Wednesday, there's the 9/11 observance. Here we are already another year. The North Canaan Ambulance Firehouse will be the site of that, where they sit and read the names of everybody who was, all the victims from 9/11 and those who have since passed. That goes on all day, starting, I think, at 8 until all the names are read. And they're looking for volunteers if anybody would like to join. It's a lot of reading. And it's a somber occasion, but one that people appreciate being remembered. And in Salisbury, there's been a hearing. The Wake Robin Inn has been sold and is being upgraded. And they want to do several new things there. So there was a hearing to discuss the application, and I will report on that when I listen to it.
Do we know who it was sold to?
I don't. Private individual. Yeah.
You can just go into the public record and find
that. It's all there.
Of course, it's all there. It was just, it's like, hey, Mike, what'd you have for breakfast? Of course, you might not remember. You know what I mean? But it's just, if you knew, you'd say.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Otherwise,
I have not listened.
Private means that any, as Mike just pointed out, just as any reasonably a curious person can go look it up.
Oh, they can listen to the hearing, which is what I will be doing eventually. Just as you can see, I've been elsewhere.
I'm assuming they must be going for some kind of a special permit then.
No, you're right. I'm assuming. Yeah, but I can give you more info next week.
Yeah.
Also, just coming up on the next Saturday is the Ag Fair at in Cornwall, which is always a fun event. That's up at the Town Green on Pine Street.
That's the 14th.
Cornwall likes to celebrate its agricultural heritage, and they have all sorts of animals and, you know, blue ribbons, the old-fashioned fair-type things for your plants and your knitting. And they do all sorts
and your
of
vegetables?
Activities.
Mm-hmm. And your vegetables?
And your vegetables, absolutely.
No, that's wonderful. Again, it harks back to, wow, this is the best cabbage I've ever seen. You know, and that's you got to see a lot of them to know which one the best is.
Yep, that's fun.
And that is the 14th. Does it run all day?
No, it's I think it's like 8 to 2 or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
And on Sunday, next Sunday, the heritage walks are going on. The annual Upper Housatonic Heritage Valley walks, and as usual, Ellery Wood Sinclair will be talking about his chestnuts in the chestnut field on Under Mountain Road in Falls Village. That's at 1:30 on Sunday. So, busy times still.
Yeah, and seems like things are, shall we say, percolating.
Yes.
Which is always reasonable for the first full week after Labor Day.
Yeah, well, this whole month my calendar is filled with weekend stuff.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't that go theoretically until, I think what has become Columbus Day or Indigenous Peoples Day or mm-hmm. whatever, which used to be the 12th but became a long weekend, so that we could get disconnected from the calendar. I believe that long weekend is the 17th. Is it October. I think.
It's 14th. Yes.
You're entering into a period where there's just fall festivals and all
exactly.
kinds of things going on.
Everything. They're squeezing it in before the snow flies. So.
Yeah. And who knows when that could happen.
Mm-hmm.
These days with the weather.
Yeah.
That weekend. Sometimes it falls on the early side, but you got an extra weekend in there, so that should keep everybody active.
Yes, if everybody until yep. But as Michael said, we may have spring all year. Who knows?
Well, that's true, but you can all both. Everyone can look up HARP, HARP.
Well, the one fortunate thing so far is that their predictions for the hurricane season up this way have been wrong so far this year.
Yeah.
And I'm happy about that.
HARP, boys and girls. Anyway, you think I just say things for the two of you?
Yes.
Oh. Well, anyway.
For our ears only.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes not.
From your lips to our ears. How's that?
Okay.
Typically not on the air.
Wrap this up on a happy note. Happy note, yeah.
All right. So we are most appreciative, as always, Ruth. And we will talk to you next time.
Mm-hmm.
This has been another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein of the Republican American on Robin Hood Radio.